Thank you. Yes, we're up here at Site Matters Studios, right in the north end of Onchan, looking back a little bit at 2025. And with me, join me in the studios, is CEO Catherine of Site Matters. It's been a very busy year for you. Can you highlight some of the things that have happened during the year?
It has been a busy year, Bob, and highlighting things because it has been such a great year is actually quite difficult. But if I perhaps just focus on a couple of areas, I think that we're always proud of what we do, but some areas that we're particularly proud of.
Such as
The great range of activities that we've delivered to our members. That's wide, that it's varied, and we've had such an opportunity to engage with so many of them. And actually, for a small team, we've actually managed to run for the over 18s 99 different events over the 12-month period, which of course are all free of charge. And one area which one of our members encouraged us to participate in was actually the Arts Council 60 for 60. And our members were able to work with Erica Kermode, who's a local potter, Chris Sharp, MBE, from the Bird Atlas, and we built a bird bath, which is on display.
It looks fabulous.
It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. And then it's kindly been donated to us, so you'll be able to see that next year. We've also had our solar panels installed after a fantastic fundraising campaign, and thank you to everyone who took part in that, and we're seeing the benefit of that. I suppose the other thing is the Digital Inclusion Award in conjunction with local company SQR. It's a national award. It's the first time it had ever been awarded. That was a groundbreaking piece of work in partnership with them and our members about accessibility.
In the year of 2025, was fundraising easy?
I don't think fundraising is ever easy. I think every other charity on the island would agree with me. But we are very fortunate that we are supported by the fantastic Manx community. And fundraising, there are events we organise ourselves. So we've had our, you know, second Dining in the Dark, which you play a fantastic part in. Other events organised by Man in Sight and our local Site Matters Fund. All fantastic. And then the generous public who make donations. And of course, this year was the very first renamed Coast to Coast, the Ivan Salisbury Coast to Coast, after the fabulous donation that Ivan made to us last year. But yes, fundraising is always a challenge, and I don't think we're peculiar in that.
But you had the kids Coast to Coast as well, and that was a good fundraiser for you.
It was. It was its second kids Coast to Coast in conjunction with Hopes and Dreams Nursery. And that raised this year a fabulous £700. And the most awful day, it was a bit like the Coast to Coast itself. The weather was dreadful. But as they always say, it's there's no such thing as bad weather. It's bad clothing. These littlies were just fantastic out in their wellies. They got on with it. I think it was those oldies that had more of a problem with the weather, if I'm brutally honest.
And of course, other things carry on. You had the will writing fundraiser with Callum Wilde and things like that. Looking forward then to 2026, what would you like to achieve in that year?
Well, 2026 is a big year for Manx Blind Welfare Society because we are 90 next year, the 90th birthday of the charity. So what we would like to achieve is obviously carry on fundraising. And we do have a number of different for all's activities and events planned. So please follow us, follow our Facebook pages, look in the media on our website to see what we've got on. But actually, I would just like to continue working with the fantastic team that I've got here, which includes the volunteers, and being able to deliver the services that we provide that are free of charge so that we can include everybody who needs our services.
Right. Well, to all blind and partially sighted people, I feel sure you've got a Christmas greeting.
Yeah, I would just like to wish all our members, all our staff, all our volunteers, all our supporters and the whole wider Isle of Man community that really are behind us, Merry Christmas, and I hope 2026 is a happy and healthy new year for you and you have the opportunity to celebrate our 90th birthday with us.